12th canto, chapter 7, the Puranic literatures. Today's text 19 and 20. So 19 has no purport, only 28 verse has purport. So first time reciting myself, text 19, then we'll go to text 20. We'll chant together. Text 19. व्यतिरेकान्वयस्य जगत्स्वप्नसुषुप्तिषु मायामयेषु तद्ब्रह्म जीववृत्तिषु अपाश्रयः. Translation: the supreme absolute truth is present throughout all the stages of awareness, waking consciousness, sleeping and deep sleep, throughout all the phenomena manifested by the illusory energy, and within the functions of all living entities, and he also exists separate from all these. Thus situated in his own transcendence, he is the ultimate and unique shelter. Now text 20. Padarthesu yatha dravyam sanmatram rupanamasu bijadi panchatantasu hi avasthasu युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्तासु हि अवस्थासु यतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतान्तासु हि अवस्थासु युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्तासु हि अवस्थासु युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्तासु हि अवस्थासु युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्त्रासु हि अवस्थासु युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्तासु हि अवस्थासु युतायुतम् पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यम् सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतन्तासु vijadi panchatantrasu hiyavasthasu yutayutam. Word meaning. Padarthesu, within material objects. Yatha, just as. Dravyam, the basic substance. Satmatram, the sheer existence of things. Rupanamasu, among their forms and names. Bijadi, beginning of the seed, from the time of conception. Panchata chantayasu, ending with death. He, indeed. Avasthasu, throughout the various phases of bodily existence. Yutayutam, both conjoined and separate. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Although a material object may assume various forms and names, its essential ingredient is always present as the basis of its existence. Similarly, both conjointly and separately, the Supreme Absolute Truth is always present with the created material body throughout its phases of existence, beginning with conception and ending with death. Please repeat. Although a material object may assume various forms and names, its essential ingredient is always present as the basis of its existence. Similarly, both conjointly and separately, the Supreme Absolute Truth is always present with the created material body throughout its phases of existence, beginning with conception and ending with death. Purport. Moist clay can be molded into various shapes and names. Various shapes and named water pot, flower pot, or storage pot. Despite the various names and forms, the essential ingredient, earth, is constantly present. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is present throughout a material bodies, stages of bodily existence. The Lord is identical with material nature, being its ultimate generating source. At the same time, the unique Supreme Being exists separately, aloof in his own abode. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Aminiti namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भेवच पतितानांग पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरि हरि पदार्थेषु यथा द्रव्यं सन्मात्रं रूपनामसु बीजादि पञ्चतान्तासु हि अवस्थासु इतायुतम् अल्दो ए मेटेरियल ऑब्जेक्ट मे अस्यूम वेरियस फॉर्म्स and names, its essential ingredient is always present as the basis of its existence. Similarly, both conjointly and separately, the Supreme Absolute Truth is always present with the created material body. Throughout its phases of existence, beginning with conception and ending with death. Hare Krishna. So first of all, before speaking something, I just asking for the mercy of the senior Vaishnavas and Prabhupada disciples, just in class, because I am not such an expert speaker in English. My preaching field in India, specifically in Hindi. So anyhow, I'll try my best to speak something. Please bless me. Hare Krishna. So, here is Prabhupada is giving an example of moist clay can be molded into various shapes and names, and named water pot, flower pot, or storage pot. Because this analogy is given that how Supreme Lord's presence is in every stage of life. Even starting from beginning with conception and ending with death, in every stage of life, there is the presence of the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada gave this analogy because this analogy also given by other acharyas like Sridhar Swami and also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. With this verse, they're giving the example of this that padarthesu ghatadisu drabyam mrutadi jatha evam bijam garbhadhanamadi yasang panchatanto yasang tasu deha avasthasu navasvapya adhisthanam tvena sakit pena cha jut mayutan jadat upasraya iti. So this is the original commentary by Sridhar Swami and exactly same by Biswanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So Prabhupada just here translated the same analogy that is given by the other acharya like Sridhar Swami and Biswanatha Chakravarti. The Prabhupada is just simply translating. Moist clay can be molded into various shapes and named water pot, flower pot, and storage pot. Despite the various names of forms, the essential ingredient, earth, is constantly present. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is present throughout material body stages of bodily existence. The verse in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita Dehi navasmin jatha dehe kumaran jovanan jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuhyati. So just like there is a difference between, in this verse it told that there is a difference between deha and dehi. So this material body is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, and either and air, like this. Bhumi, rapo, nala, vayu, khang. So, and also there are other subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. But we may be, the body is there from starting from, he is telling that starting from the very conception, with conception and ending with death, but we see in every stage of development of this body, it is happening because of the presence of soul and super soul. Ultimately, he is a super soul, Paramatma is staying there. Because the presence of Paramatma is every stage of life, and in everywhere, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. And starting from the Anu, the atom, and up to even the Brahma, everywhere there is a presence of the super soul. Because of his presence, then everything is happening. Another example Srila Prabhupada gave about how the ultimately Krishna is controlling all the situation and he is the cause of all causes. That sarva karana karanam, how it is. Prabhupada gave an example of a king. Generally the general administration of the whole kingdom that is rests on the king. But king for the better administration, he divided the administration into different departments. And the department heads are there, they are dealing with particular subject matter of the particular department, the heading, and they doing the practical management. But actually, the ultimate power, everything with the king. And king delegated the power to other department heads. And so there is, one can understand that the ultimate option is the king. King does not mean that king is the personally present in every place. But similarly, Krishna is the ultimate cause of everything, sarva karana karanam. But still, he delegated his authorities to different demigods. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, tava iccha mate brahma karena sijana, tava iccha mate vishnu karena palana, तब इच्छा मते शिव करेन संघार, तब इच्छा मते माया सृजे कारागार, तब इच्छा मते जीवेर जन्म मरण समृद्धि निपात दुख सुख संघटन. इन वन ऑफ हिज प्रेयर्स इन शरणागति सो भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर यूज्ड टू से दैट एक्चुअली It is due to the supreme will of Krishna that Brahma creates and Vishnu maintains, and ultimately the Lord Shiva, he destroys everything. Similarly, the external energy of Krishna, that is Durga, she also creates this material world, and for the conditioned soul, she is just keeping the conditioned souls under her control. That is also because of the supreme will of Krishna. Krishna wanted this. So similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the birth and death of all other living entities also supremely controlled by Krishna himself. If someone surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna also take care of that particular living entity. Jajathamang prapadyante tan tathaiva bhajamyaham. So according to our own surrender, according to our own activities and the proportion we surrender to Krishna, so Krishna also reciprocate. So the presence of Krishna is though in every stage of our life, but still Krishna is also in his supreme abode in Vaikuntha. That is also in Chatushloki Bhagavatam, the second canto, I think it is 9th chapter, the Chatushloki second verse, that is described as, third verse is describing that yatha mahanti bhutani bhutesu chahvatesu anu pravistani apravistani tathatesu natesu aham. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time I am outside of everything. So Prabhupada explained very nicely, the great elements of material creation, namely earth, water, fire, air and ether, all enter into the body of all manifested entities. The seas, mountains, aquatics, plants, reptiles, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods and everyone materially manifested, and at the same time such elements are differently situated in the developed stages of consciousness. The human being can study both the psychological and physical science, but the basic principles of such science are nothing but the material elements and nothing more. The body of human being and the body of mountain, as also the bodies of the demigods, including Brahma, are all of the same ingredients, earth, water, etc. And at the same time, the elements are beyond the body, the elements we are created first, and therefore they entered into the bodily constructions later. But in both circumstances, they entered the cosmos and also did not enter. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his different energies, namely the internal and external, is within everything in the manifested cosmos. And at the same time, he is outside of everything, situated in the kingdom of God, that is in Vaikuntha Loka, as described before. This is very nicely stated also in Brahma Sangita. Ananda chinmaya rasa prativabita vitabhis tabhi stabhirya eva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta Govindamadi Purusam Tamahang Bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who by expansion of his internal potency of transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss, engages in his own and expanded forms. Simultaneously, he enters into every atom of the creation. So this, so Prabhupada is like explaining more. So you can understand how the presence of Krishna is everywhere. It is said that Vede Ramayana Chaiva Purane, Vede Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adi Anta Pantasu Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Whether it is we are reading the Vedic literatures, Veda or Ramayana, that is compiled by, or this is composed by Valmiki, and all other literatures are composed by Vyasadev, including the four Vedas and Puranas. This chapter is also describing about the Puranas. The Puranic literatures. So conclusion of all this Puranas also, and also Mahabharata, is that Hari Sarvatra Giyate, that the purpose of all this literature, Vedic literatures, is to just simply glorify Lord Hari. That's why Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, that Veda Isya Sarvair Ahamaya Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham Sarvasya Chaham Sudhisannivisto Mataha Smutir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So, we are reading all these Vedic literatures, including the Puranas, everything. Why? Just to understand Krishna. Vedesu Sarvaiva Ahamaya Vedyo. Vedanta Krit. Actually, Krishna is also, as an incarnation of Vyasadeva, he compiled all the Vedic literatures. Vedanta Krit, Veda Videva Chaham, the ultimate purpose of Krishna, the Vedas is also known to Krishna. So that's why it is our duty to surrender to Krishna. If someone surrenders to Krishna, then his life becomes successful. Even this human life is specifically meant for this, to how to surrender to Krishna. This is the Krishna Consciousness Movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So this is Prabhupada established simply to teach us about how to surrender to Krishna. That's why it is said that Saranga Saranagati Hoive Jahar Tahara Prathana Sune Sinanda Kumar. If someone surrendered by following the six principles of surrender and the principles of surrender, how to surrender to Krishna, that is Anukulyatu Sankalpa Pratikulyatu Varjanam Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas Gotrupte Varanam Tatha Atmanikhepa Karpanya Sarvidha Saranagati. The six principles of Saranagati, or how to surrender to Krishna. We have to accept what is favorable for devotional service, Anukulyatu Sankalpa, and Pratikulyatu Varjanam, we have to reject that is unfavorable for our devotional service. And we must have firm faith, Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas. Krishna will protect us in any situation. Like the Pandavas and many such examples, they have already a full faith that Krishna is our protector, Krishna is our maintainer, Krishna, whatever he is doing, that is also for our benefit. So, Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas Gotrupte, Krishna is our maintainer. Varanam Tatha Atma Nikhipa Karpanya. In this way, one can be in a very humble way, meek and humble, become very meek and humble and surrender everything to Krishna. This is the ultimate teachings of all the Vedic literatures. So if you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna also reciprocate accordingly. So we are conditioned souls, but if we will follow the principle that is given by the spiritual master, that is the beginning of bhakti, begins from that, Adau Guru Padasraya. And so by his guidance, in specifically in and ISKCON, this the ultimate Sikhya Guru is Srila Prabhupada, and he gave everything very clear and detailed in his books. So if you every day read Prabhupada's books sincerely and try to follow his teachings, and then ultimately we can able to surrender to Krishna if you follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So that is the ultimate goal. If you want to understand Krishna, then he also understands everything. So in this way, here is this verses, this is giving the essence of all the Puranic literatures. What is the teachings of Puranic Puranas? That Krishna's presence is everywhere and even in every stage of our life. So an intelligent person can see the presence of Krishna in every stage of our life. So he surrenders to Krishna. In this way, he makes his life successful. So that's why our acharyas, they are also advising us, and we have to follow these principles of bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga means, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhan. Bhakti yoga, Krishna nama sabana krandan. What is bhakti yoga? He is telling, Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, Krishna nama sabana and krandan. You must hear the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, also hear Bhagavatam. There is no difference between chanting holy name and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the first acharyas for Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, as Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Sukadev Goswami is chanting Bhagavatam. So that is also, they are acharyas for Sravanam and Kirtanam. But the essence of Bhagavatam is also told that we must chant holy name. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti hi eka mahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang brajet. So in this age of Kali, there is no good quality, everything is contaminated. So because our mind is also contaminated, mandasu mandamatayo, our mind is also contaminated. We have so many material desires due to the influence of Kali. So we are also unfortunate. But still, there is one good thing in this age, that is Sukadeva Goswami is telling that, kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parangrajet. If we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we can achieve the ultimate goal, because this is the instruction by Shastra, that in this age of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. There is only way that this 16 syllable and 32 words, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you chant and hear offenselessly, then it is very easy to achieve the goal of life, that is to jatgatvana nivartante taddhama paramang mama, to achieve that spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, then we may not return back again to this material world. This material world is not a place for an intelligent person. That is Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur told that this material world is not a place for a gentleman. So an intelligent person, he never like to come to this material world again. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Mama Janmani Janmani Sware Bhavatad Bhakti Ahetuki Twahi. In Vrindavan, one devotee He told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I don't want to return back to Godhead. I may just come to, I just want to take birth again and engage myself in this preaching movement. Preaching Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and holy name. But Prabhupada told, look at him and smile. Then he told, don't make me come back again. I don't like to come back again. Because my Guru Maharaj, Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that this material world is not a place for a gentleman. So that's why this is our duty, to finish our business in this lifetime by surrendering to Krishna. So how, who can chant the holy name purely? It is told that Sakale Samman, that is the third verse of Sikhyashtakam, we know, everyone know that verse, that Trunanda Pisuni Chena Tarorupi Sahishuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. More tolerant than a tree and more humble than the grass. Then always giving respect to others and not expecting any respect for our own self. So in the stage of such a humble stage, one can chant the holy name all the time. So this is the goal. So if we follow this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, then we must give also respect to everyone. By knowing that the super soul is present in the heart of all the living entities, in 84 lakhs of species, is everywhere present. One time in a morning walk in a Vrindavan, devotees was walking with Prabhupada, Prabhupada also walking with them chanting. And it is in a Vrindavan that in every morning the Mayavadis, sannyasis, they go for begging. They going with one cane and to beg, because there are certain places they regularly feed the sadhus who are in saffron cloth. They feed this. The chapati, the tea, so many things. So they were in line, about 200 sadhus were walking. And Prabhupada, they are coming from opposite side. Prabhupada, then the one brahmachari was told, Prabhupada, Mayavadis, Mayavadis. Then they started laughing. But Prabhupada told, pay obeisances. Because there is super soul also in their heart. You have to pay obeisances. You have to give everyone respect. Sakale sammana karite sakati dehanatha jathajatha tabeta gaiva harinama sukhe aparadha habe hata. That is prayer to spiritual master. That by his mercy, so we can get this quality of tolerance. That is the first quality of a Vaishnava, the tikkheva. So we have to tolerate everything, also same time we have to give respect to everyone. Knowing that super soul is residing in everyone's heart. And in this way, in a humble mood, we can chant the holy name. That is the ultimate, this is the means, also this is the end. We're taking this process as a means. And also the end is also chant pure name, where there is no difference between nama and nami. Abhinnatvam nama namina. So that's why Prabhupada gave us this moment, Hare Krishna moment. This is also shortly known as Hare Krishna Andolan, Hare Krishna moment. You have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment?
Thank you, Maharaj, for your nice lecture. I had a question about, as you described, Krishna's everywhere present by his energies and everything's operating according to his energy. And if one has that, one has that knowledge, one surrenders to Krishna. I'm having a little trouble understanding why knowledge results in surrender.
Why knowledge?
Results in surrender.
Why knowledge also? To surrender.
Yeah. Why knowledge? If one has knowledge, one will surrender. What?
Why? I don't understand the question.
Why does knowledge cause you to surrender?
How knowledge
causes you to surrender?
How knowledge, use knowledge to surrender.
If you have knowledge, why will you surrender?
We don't surrender. Because this is, we have so many previous sects, our prarabdhas are there. We are forced to act in certain way. But still, we have to follow the prayer and we have to cry for that. By holding the feet of Vaishnavas, unless you come to that stage, surrendering completely means we also surrender everything. When we mind is going here, then we have to cry for help. For the Kandiya Kandiya Prana Narakshivara. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara sakatiya che. Amita kanga. Krishna Krishna bodhi dhai, tava pache pache. Unless we cry in lotus feet of a Vaishnava and Krishna, not so easy. Maya will not. Krishna told, Maam evaje prapadyante mayametam tarantite. We surrender. We have to cry. Unless we cry, how can we attract Krishna or the Vaishnava? Not so easy. That's why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have to a condition soul is to practice how to cry. Practice. In Odisha and Bengal, when they are in marriage, after marriage the girl, the bride, and go to his father-in-law's house, then she was trained up before by different other superior, how to cry. When you go to, you have to cry to holding the feet of your mother like a certain way, to cry to father, to cry to your brother, like this. You will not cry and just go. Everyone will go, this girl is so selfish, just get his husband, then left. So this is life. So if they can tend up to cry, why not we tend up? We tend up to cry. How to cry for Krishna? We are crying for some different material things, but we must also learn how to cry for Krishna. We separated from Krishna for many, many birth times, but we are not thinking. So that is a, that's why we have to chant the prayers of Narottamdas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These prayers are so powerful. This is so powerful. If you regularly chant, we get the mood how to surrender. That is, Nija Bala Chesta Prati Bharasa Chadiya Tomara Ichhare Achi Nirbhara Kariya. Like this. We feel very meek and humble. We have to cry before Vaishnavas. And also Krishna.
Thank you.
So any other question, comment? Yes.
I have a question. How to identify...
How
to identify surrender soul in this material modern society?
How to? Can you repeat?
How can you
understand?
Can you say someone is surrendered?
To God.
I'm told one can identify it when he comes at least to Madhyam platform. A Madhyam Adhikari can see who is Uttama, who is Madhyam, who is Kanishtha, who is surrendered. But for a neophyte, so we have to depend upon for a superior Vaishnava. Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. We have to surrender to some, at least we discuss it, see it. We did not know so expert in Shastra, but we can see Shastra and also Vaishnavas. And in other way, at least the ultimate cause is Krishna, is super soul within your heart. If you are sincere and you are praying to Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna will reciprocate, he will take. There is an example given in life of Rasikananda. Though they are never, anyhow, just for example, Rasikananda Prabhu was crying for association of a pure devotee, for a spiritual master. He did not know he was crying to Krishna. So Krishna reciprocated. Krishna told to Syamananda was in Vrindavan. He was doing his bhajan in Sevakul. Krishna told to Syamananda, you go and take, accept this man as your disciple. But he was hesitating. But again, Krishna told to Jiva Goswami, send this man. I am telling him to go and that one person is crying for me. So I want Syamananda to act as his spiritual master and guide him. So when someone is sincere and sincerely crying to Krishna, Krishna also reciprocate. Super soul within heart. He reciprocate. We are very sincere. Sincerity is a key of success. Any state, if you are sincere, then Krishna will reciprocate. If you have no other material desires, you have some side, simply you want a pure devotee, then Krishna will reciprocate. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Another question, Maharaj.
Yes.
Could you please...
Thank you for that nice class. I just was wondering about the non-sectarian nature of Krishna, because Prabhupada so many times said, chant the holy names, but there's many names.
Yes.
So maybe just something for the, masses to understand the non-sectarian nature of Krishna.
And question is perfect, question, perfect answer. This Prabhupada's book is perfect question and perfect answer. Krishna, Prabhupada told, if there is one name of God, then that is Krishna. People think there is a, because we are not impersonalist, we are personalist. So we are personalist. If Krishna, we accept God as a person, then his name is Krishna. So Prabhupada told, that's why Krishna and Christ, what is the difference? Christ is Son and Father is Krishna. Krishna and Christ. So, like that. But we are if we are a personalist, we believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person, then Prabhupada told he is Krishna. That is why when this society was registered, the many people suggested to give the name International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada told no, Krishna Consciousness. Krishna is God. That is mission of preaching mission of Prabhupada. To preach everywhere, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone can preach this. Even this little girl, Saraswati, in Prabhupada's house in Vrindavan, she was standing always in gate, and any visitors are entering, he told, she will tell chant, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then unless that man chant that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she will not allow to enter. Also, Prabhupada told, this is preaching. This is preaching. Whatever we learn by reading Prabhupada's books, you can just repeat the same thing to others. Okay, Hare Krishna. Mantras, Mad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.